The World Economic Forum has instructed mainstream media outlets and journalists to cease and desist exposing their secret agenda and instead focus on more important issues such as climate change and online misinformation. Adrian Monk, managing director of the WEF, also slammed politicians who questioned the globalist body's policy proposals, particularly in Canada, where a national debate has been raging about the WEF's increase in control over the world since the pandemic began and the role the WEF has played in the energy crisis. According to Monk, anybody who questions anything the WEF says or does is spewing disinformation. Sadly, Canada was one of those places where there's a vulnerability to disinformation. It's an open society, and that particular strand of disinformation went into the mainstream, Monk told CBC Radio's The House in a Saturday interview. Canada should be talking about a lot of things right now. It shouldn't be really talking about the World Economic Forum based here in Geneva. The problem is, the World Economic Forum based in Geneva is pulling the puppet strings in the Canadian Parliament. Klaus Schwab has boasted about penetrating the Canadian government with his young global leaders, including the Prime Minister and Deputy Prime Minister, among others. So why shouldn't Canadians be talking about their real leaders over there at the WEF in Geneva, Switzerland? Monk went on to claim that the Great Reset term is really just a harmless talking point created during the COVID pandemic that deserves no real attention. He told Catherine Cullen, host of CBC Radio's The House, the following. One of the things our organisation tries to do is say to people, look beyond the 1 week, 3 months, and think about maybe some of the longer term things you could be doing. That was what the Great Reset was aimed to do back in the summer of 2020. Of course, Monk's argument is itself disinformation. WEF founder Klaus Schwab himself boasted that his organisation penetrated the cabinets of multiple governments through its Young Global Leaders programme to facilitate its Great Reset policies. That fact alone is enough to dismiss Monk's complaints.
And I have to say, when I mention now names like Mrs. Merkel, Vladimir Putin and so on, they all have been young global leaders of the World Economic Forum. Mm-hmm. But what we are very proud of now, the young generation, like Prime Minister Trudeau, President of Argentina and so on, that we penetrate the cabinets. So yesterday I was at a reception for Prime Minister Trudeau, and I would know that half of this cabinet, or even more, half of this cabinet, are actually young global leaders of the World Economic Forum.
That's true in Argentina as well.
It's true in Argentina, and it's true in France now. Mm-hmm. I'm here with the president, who is a young global leader.
The Great Reset is a multi-pronged initiative to de-industrialize the developed world, transform the global food system by phasing out meat in favour of insects, develop a Chinese-style social credit score system, and tightly control people's movements, all in the name of fighting climate change and preserving democracy. Realising the people are wising up to its Great Reset agenda, the WEF convened a summit earlier this summer to discuss how to restore trust from the public. They were also caught scrubbing the internet of evidence of their plans to use mind control on the masses via cutting-edge soundwave technology. Unfortunately for Klaus Schwab's WEF, the internet is forever. In 2018, they published an article entitled Mind Control Using Soundwaves. We ask a scientist how it works. Of course, it was scrubbed from their site, but thanks to the Wayback Machine, we have evidence of their technocratic depravity. We also have evidence of their common or garden variety depravity. Not content with forcing humanity to subsist on a diet of insects and bugs, the WEF now wants us to drink recycled sewage. The head of the UK's Environment Agency, who is closely linked to the WEF, announced last week that common people need to be less squeamish about drinking toilet to tap water from sewage plants as countries and states around the world move towards recycling sewage for human consumption, falling into lockstep with WEF ideology. In an op-ed for The Times, Sir James Bevan, whose views have previously been disseminated by the WEF, writes that drinking recycled sewage is the future. The idea of recycling toilet waste for human consumption once in the realm of dystopian science fiction films, is gaining traction globally as the WEF penetrates governments. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and the Netherlands have closely followed the WEF's Great Reset agenda, specifically its proposal to reduce nitrogen emissions by limiting fertilizer, which has resulted in massive uprisings by farmers. Likewise, French President Emmanuel Macron declared the end of abundance for citizens last month, amid reports that soaring energy costs brought on by WEF-linked governments in response to Ukraine would drastically reduce people's ability to heat their homes this winter.
What we are living through is a time of great upheaval. Firstly, because we are witnessing, and not just since this summer, but over the past few years, the end of what we might have seen as abundance. And for those who enjoyed it, it is also the end of a carefree time. Our freedom, the liberty to which we have grown accustomed to in our lives, has a price, and sometimes when we have to defend it, we have to make certain sacrifices in our lives has a price, and sometimes when we have to defend it, we have to make certain sacrifices as we fight to defend it.
And remember, the country of Sri Lanka collapsed after its government forced the adoption of WEF policies reflected in its environmental social governance score, which is probably why the WEF recently deleted its article bragging of a plan to transform Sri Lanka into a utopia by 2025. And don't forget, as young global leader Jacinda Ardern says, government is your single source of truth. Unless you hear it from us, it's not the truth.
We'll share with you the most up-to-date information daily. You can trust us as a source of that information. You can also trust the Director General of Health and the Ministry of Health. For that information, do feel free to visit at any time to clarify any rumour you may hear. We will continue to be your single source of truth. We will provide information frequently. We will share everything we can, everything else you see, a grain of salt. Remember that unless you hear it from us, it is not the truth. And I really ask people, just visit COVID19.govt.nz. It has all of the up-to-date information, and we will continue to provide everything you need to know.
No wonder the people are wising up to the Great Reset agenda. People like to say we are experiencing a great awakening. I think it's more appropriate to say it's a great remembering. We are remembering who we are. We are reclaiming our divine sovereignty and rejecting the slavery of the Great Reset agenda.